Thank you, stars. Siyabonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, June 16th, 2015. And this is The Connection on Live Talk. I'm Tungamile Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we focus on the Day of the African Child, also known as June 16th.
Everyone, let's get connected as usual on Facebook and Twitter using the hashtag TheConnection. Our Facebook page is VOA Studio 7 and our Twitter handle is at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on our WhatsApp number, and that number is +1 202 465 0318.
And to get live on air here at Studio 7, you can give us a call at the following number. That's 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Give us a call and we will call you back.
And of course, we're streaming live on the internet. You can find us right now at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
Again, this is your number one youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
The Day of the African Child is commemorated each year today, and this year's theme is accelerating our collective efforts to end child marriage in Africa. It also coincides with the 25th anniversary of the adoption of the African Children's Charter. Late last year, the AU launched an Africa-wide campaign to end child marriages. And right home in Zimbabwe, the Zimbabwe National Statistics Agency indicated that last year, 31% of Zimbabwean women were involved in marriages or unions before reaching the age of 18.
June 16 was first commemorated to remember the 1976 uprisings in Soweto, when a protest by school children in South Africa against laws compelling them to adopt Africans in schools ended in a bloodbath. And tonight, the day is commemorated to raise awareness around children's rights across the African continent. So tonight, we ask, what are the advancements we have made as children of Africa since the inaugural June 16 in 1991? And what are the challenges young Africans are still facing on the continent? But first, before we proceed, here is a legendary song from Sarafina that reminisces of the Soweto uprising.
Freedom is coming tomorrow.
Get ready, mama, prepare for your freedom.
Freedom is coming tomorrow.
Get ready, mama, prepare for your freedom.
Freedom is coming tomorrow.
Yeah, oh, boy, you listen to Papa, mama. Yeah.
That, of course, is the legendary Freedom is Coming Tomorrow from the South African musical Sarafina by Mbongeni Ngema.
Very reminiscent indeed. It brings me back to my younger years as a young African child.
Growing up in America, right?
Well, you know, both Zim and America.
I know. Lichona njani, Zulu kandaba, ikudibana kuhlelo lwalamhlanje, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo, The Connection. Lamhlanje sikhangela ilanga le Day of the African Child, elaziwa njalo ngokuthi June 16. ilanga elaqala ngo 1991 elisungulwa yi Organization of African Union, Unity rather, as African Union ka Thesi benanza oku ilanga lokubulawa kwa bantwana besikolo e South Africa ngo 1976 lapho abangena esitaladeni besola umthetho owababamba ngamandla, umthetho kahulumende wobandlululo owawusithi kumele bafunde ulimi lwesi-Afrikaans. Bangena ke esitaladeni khonapho bafa abantwana abaningi kumalanga alandelayo baze bafa bedlula 176. Yilo udaba esingalo lamhlanje kusukela ngo 1991 leli langa ke lalamhlanje linanzwa emazweni wonke e-Afrika. Ikakhulu sikhangela ukuthi amazwe e-Afrika enzani emizameni yokuthuthukisa amalungelo abantwana, ikakhulu kwezemfundo la wonke amalungelo. Wongo tatena nduta ora wateri kuti nyaya rimudariro nasi inyaya ye day of the African child apo tinozva kuti zuvairi raka parurwa muna 1991 ne Organization of African Union Unity as a way of honoring vana vechikoro vakanga vaurawa muna 1976 ne hurumende yevadzvanyiriri apartheid ku South Africa vakanga vachiratidzira vachishora mutemo wakanga vachivabata kuti vadzidze rurimi rweAfrikaans. Saka kubvira muna 1991 zuva iri rakucherechedzwa ku musi wa June 16 gore regarega tichitarisa kodzero dzevana vechidiki muAfrica.
And tingandoziva kuti nhasi wataura nemwe munhu andiziva kuti ndiani, but vandikuziva kuti ndiune special guest or special interview. Tiuze kuti wataura nani nhasi.
We have the commander in chief and that's Julius Sello Malema, the president and commander in chief of the Economic Freedom Fighters, you know, that youthful party in South Africa. I caught up with Mr. Malema earlier and asked him what this day means to him. Mr. Malema, welcome to Studio 7 Live Talk, The Connection.
Thank you very much.
Today is June 16, Mr. Malema. What does this day mean to you?
This is a very important day in the history of our country, where we take a moment to reflect on what happened in the history of this country, where the previous regime killed innocent young people who were demanding to be taught with their own languages so that they can excel. And therefore, this day means that we have to continue the legacy of the 1976 generation and fight for a total liberation of black people in South Africa.
Is that spirit still there, the legacy that you are talking about, the 1976 legacy?
The spirit is still there. The youth is determined to fight and become better people. The youth is determined to live up to the expectations of the 1976 generation, and that was reflected today by the participation of young people in the events that were held across the country to commemorate the 1976. And the spirit and the determination of the youth today actually reminded us of the 1976 determination and forward-looking type of an attitude by the youth of that generation.
How much would you say the country has done in so far as addressing children's rights and youth empowerment?
Well, the South African country and government has failed the youth in a very significant way. There is no clear program on youth development. 70% of those who are unemployed are young people, and there is no clear training and education system that seeks to remove them from the chains of poverty and unemployment, including, amongst others, illiteracy.
How about other African countries? How would you rate them?
Well, many African countries are doing very well with regard to literacy program. We're all battling as African continent, but we know for a fact that other countries have done very well in training their young people, in equipping them with a proper education system. And other African countries actually continue to provide skilled professionals to the South African economy. And that's why I'm saying they've done relatively well compared to South Africa.
You are a member of parliament and a leader of the Economic Freedom Fighters. Your party is full of very vibrant, youthful people. Would you count that as one of the achievements made by South Africa to advance its youth?
Well, we are an organization that serves as an alternative to the downtrodden masses of our people and to young people who feel let down by the government of the day. And that's why the EFF is by and large constituted by young people. And it is this party that is going to grow and become the future of South Africa because it inspires hope. It carries a message that tomorrow will be better than today.
Your last word, Mr. Malema, what would you want to say to the youth in Zimbabwe?
The youth of Zimbabwe must take an active part in deciding what future they want. It is the youth which have always been in the forefront of revolutionary activities, and the youth of Zimbabwe is no exception to that. They had to organize themselves and they had to chart a way forward, for because they are the ones who have an appointment with the future and no one else.
Rea Leboga Morena, it was a pleasure having you on our show, The Connection. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ndade.
That there was the Commander-in-Chief of the Economic Freedom Fighters, Julius Malema. Very interesting individual indeed.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Then a wonderful message to the young people in Zimbabwe on their role that they have to take. But of course, in Tunga today, we're talking about the Day of the African Child. And as we mentioned earlier, its theme, which is focusing on ending child marriages. And the African Union says that child marriage is a complex issue that is driven by many factors in many different societies. And Africa is among the second highest rated child marriage areas in the world after South Asia. And some of the long-term effects that the AU says that young girls who are put into child marriage, they deal with health effects, education effects, psychological, emotional, and mental. But of course, we have a panel of guests here who will be delving into so many issues. But let's go on ahead and start off with our first guest, Ntunga, who can talk directly to this year's theme. So we'd like to introduce Beatrice Sawajge. She is the director of Roots, which is a real opportunities for transformation support based in Harare. Beatrice, thank you so much for joining us on The Connection this evening.
Thank you, Tatiana, for having me.
And for those of you who can see her, she's live on Skype. So thanks for that wonderful connection there. And Ntunga, go ahead.
We also have our second guest, Ms. T, Hilary Musarurwa. Mm-hmm. Hilary, good evening. Mm-hmm.
Good evening to you. Thank you for hosting me.
Thank you. Tangena Beatrice. Beatrice, zuva iri rakakosha sei ku mwana weZimbabwe, ku mwana weAfrica?
Zuva re Day of the African Child izuva rakatikoshera sevana veZimbabwe nevana veAfrica. Nokuti izuva rakaonekwa rakakodzera kuti tiwane tichipemberera tichirangarira the Soweto Uprising. But also izuva rakatikoshera in the sense yekuti rinoita kuti reflect kuti since the time pakaitika the uprising in Soweto, chii chaiitwa chekuti vechidiki vawanike vachiwana kodzero dzavo dzakaita sekodzero dzekuti vange vachidzidza, kodzero dzekunge vasingafoseredzwe kuti varodzwe vachiri vana vadiki, kodzero dzekusarudza yatingati sexual and reproductive health rights pachirungu. Saka zvinotiita kuti tinge tichipemberera tichitarisa kumashure kwatakabva, like checking in the rearview mirror, but also tichitarisa kuti going forward ndezvipi zvataachivha, zvii zvinoda kuti zvinge zvichigadziriswa, tichitarisa nyaya especially muZimbabwe zvakangofanira zvakachitaurwa na Honorable Julius Malema pavanga vachitaura nyaya dzeunemployment, kuti hongu tinoona kuti education levels, nyaya dzekukurudzira kuti even vasikana vechidiki vange vachienda kuchikoro through the affirmative action tinoona kuti dzanga dzichiwanikwa dzichisimudzirwa muzimbabwe asi vechidiki vaenda kuchikoro tiri kuona kuti nyaya yekuwanikwa kwemabasa inyaya yekushungurudza vechidiki vakawanda muzimbabwe tikada kutarisa kuti kodzero dzakaita sedzeeven political participation of young people and economic justice in zimbabwe we see kuti pane kusiyiwa kumashure kwevechidiki pakagoverwa minda unoona kuti vechidiki vazhinji havana kunge vachiwanikwa vachiwana even muparticipation muparliament chaimo tinoona kuti vechidiki hatisi kuona participation yavo yakanyanya tikada kuongorora even zvinoitwa musouth africa kuti we find vana honorable julius malema vachimira pamberi vachimiramira sevechidiki munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika asi muzimbabwe hatisi kuona zvakanyanya izvozvo zvichiitika saka izuva guru ratinopemberera sevechidiki asi tinotirangaridzawo zvizhinji zvatinofanira kunge tichiita kuti vechidiki vanenge vachabudirira munyaya dzematongerwo enyika munyaya dzezveupfumi nezvedzidzo
tinotenda Beatrice ramba wakabata uri parunhare Miss T.
Hillary Pinda Akwe Papo, just looking at the importance of this day to you as a young Zimbabwean, but also as someone in Africa.
Well, I think the day is important because it has been set aside. And we really appreciate what those before us did in 1976. But also as we reflect, I think we need to look at serious issues here. Kuti tiri kupemberera zvakaitwa nevamwe tiri kurangarira zuva iri asi tine zvishoma zvatinokwanisa kufara pamusoro pazvo kuerera nemararamiro ari kuita vechidiki muafrica nemuzimbabwe yese nyaya iripo ndeyekuti mikana yevechidiki iri kuvharwa it's so sad kuti pakadaro so tine vakuru vari kusiya elegacy isina kunaka kune vechidiki vari kusiyira vechidiki corruption failed states and I mean we have a lost generation that we have like I said opportunities are being shut out for them right now we've got a nation that's full of vendors takazara vanhu vari kungotengesa and tozobvunza kuti remangwana revechidiki rakamira sei pakadaro it becomes difficult to really say we've got something to celebrate we are celebrating a history but looking ahead for the future, there's nothing to really celebrate upon.
Uyakhuluma lapha uHillary uthi akulalutho olokuthakazelela really nxa sikhangela isituation eZimbabwe ukhangele amathuba abasakhulayo ukuthi bakhona ukusithuthukisa kakho ukhala njalo ngokuthi abadala baphethe intambo mani ilegacy abayitshiyela abantwana bethu abasitshiyela yona thina njengabontanga iligasi embi kakhulu iligasi yobuhuquluzi corruption into ezingalunganga ukhuluma ngelizwi ukuthi ungakhangela kathi sakula msebenzi abasakhuleka kabalayo imisebenzi yiloba ngubani kalawo amathuba okuthola imisebenzi ezimbabwe yikho abantu abaningi sebephila ngokuthengisa umuntu wonke selivenda
That's true. Beatrice, if you can come in there. Economic factors in Zimbabwe, how much is it playing as an issue for this practice of child marriages? In Zimbabwe in particular, some would say that it's not a concern, but there are some who say the economic situation has led parents and guardians to send their young girls to be married. What's your response there?
The economic situation is really a huge factor, and it's really contributing in a great way in the child marriage cases that we are seeing in Zimbabwe. What we have observed is that child marriage in Zimbabwe is not as is in places like, say, Ethiopia, where young girls are taken kicking and dragging to an older man. We have seen girls actually opting also to get married as a way of escaping poverty. And also in some hotspots like the apostolic sect, we have also seen older men offering parents, you know, some economic gains for them to sell their girl, and that older man gets married to this young girl. We have seen business people taking advantage of young girls. We have seen politicians who have, you know, the economic and political muscle taking advantage of young girls, raping them, and at the end of the day, the parents do not seek legal recourse as they have some economic they have economic gains that they can get from that very powerful person. So the economic factor is really playing a huge role in contributing to the increase in child marriage in Zimbabwe. As we have seen, like I said, girls also opting to get into marriage as they lack alternatives. So it's something that really needs to be addressed. And like my brother also mentioned that we have seen a lot of vendors also coming out in Zimbabwe, especially in the Harare CBD streets. And some of those people are young girls who are trying to make a living. And, you know, it's a risky working environment where they are with older men, with Mawindi and all. So it's not a very conducive environment for a young girl to grow up in. So the chances of her being raped are really high, and she's at risk of being forced into a marriage or being lured into a marriage, a coerced marriage.
Thank you there, Beatrice. Tatenda, silomunye njalo, guest yet. You know, one of our guests, Udisen Bajila, umkhokheli wabasakhulayo kwe-MDC ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Walshman Ncube. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo, Bajila.
Yebo, ngiyabonga ukwamukela kuhlelo noma nje semphose ngaphelelwa isikhathi.
Siyabonga ukuba lathi baba. Ililanga lika-June 16 lamhlanje, ilanga eliqakathekisa umntwana wezwekazi le-Afrika amalungelo akhe. Ungathini ngelakusasa lomntwana weZimbabwe ngendlela aphila ngayo lamhlanje ukhangela konke okumelwa yileli langa?
Ngingathi umntwana weZimbabwe namhlanje nxa sifika kuJune 16.
Hello?
Hello, ukhona mnumzana Bajile?
I think we might have lost him there.
Yeah, we had a disconnection there.
Mm-hmm.
But I had just asked him, you know, what his take on the future of the Zimbabwean child is, looking at the current situation.
Mm-hmm. And maybe we can throw that to Hillary, as he had alluded earlier to that issue. Hillary, if you want to come in there and answer that same question.
I'm sorry we lost my brother, Decent. And I think I'll agree with what Decent has been saying, that a number of young girls are getting into early marriages because of the economic situation. So I think for us to really look at how we can turn around the future for our youth, we need to really look at initiatives that are proactive. Besides focusing on the government supporting us, I think individuals and non-governmental organizations need to come in. We need to really invest in training and education. We really need to build more skills and also look at providing for financial support to youth initiatives. I think there has to be deliberate moves towards engaging youth and promoting opportunities for them. Whether this situation we have where we just have to wait upon government to really come to the fore. It's only going to be one excuse that they give. We don't have any money. We've got a liquidity crisis, so where are we going to get the money from? So I think these initiatives need to also come from other sectors as well. Community-based training, I'm sure young people can also mobilize each other within their communities and start somewhere. I think you need to start somewhere. Then other players can come in and try and support. This is the only way we can really turn around the situation. If we really have to say there is hope for the future, then it's all in our hands. I think it's in the hands of the youth there. Like the Commander Malema said, that the youth have to really take it upon themselves. The youth in Zimbabwe have to take it upon themselves to make sure that they start doing something to turn around the situation.
Siyabonga Hillary, qhubeka ubambile. Mnumzana Bajila, usukhona njalo ecingweni? Hello, Bajila?
Hello.
Yebo, Bajila, usukhona ecingweni?
Yes.
Okay. Ungaqhubeka baba bengikubuzile ukubana ungathini ngelakusasa lomntwana weZimbabwe nxa ukhangela okwenzakalayo kathesi lokumelwa lilanga likaJune 16.
Ngingathi ilanga likaJune 16 limele ukuthi lilokho kuthiwa yi-symbolism power, imelele ukuthi abantu abasha namandla isibanga esinganani ukuqhuleni izinto emazweni abaphila kiwo. Ebantwini ebantwaneni baseZimbabwe kulezi zinto ezimbalwa abasakhangeleleyo ukuthi ngahle guquko. And thina-ke njengenkokheli siba sithi namhlanje kakube lilanga lapho abazimisela khona ukuthi bazaziguqulela bona zonke lezi zinto. Sikhuluma izinto ezinjengokuthi kule ndawo zemisebenzi imisebenzi yayitholakali, abanye baze baphume emazweni bayehlukunyezwa kwamanye amazwe anjeya-South Africa, bazile behlukunyezwa kathesi ngesikhathi se-xenophobia. Zonke lezi zinto yinto okumele ukuthi abantwana beZimbabwe basakhulayo basukume bazimele njengabantwana baseSoweto abaka-16 June 1976. Ziningi izinto siyikhuluma ngokusela lomsebenzi, sikhulunywa ngokuhlukunyezwa ngomazwe, sikhulunywa ukuthi abantu abalutshwane la okutholakala khona izihlalo zokuthi kwenziwe lokho kuthiwa i-decision making, ukuthatha izinqumo mayelana ngengqubela phambili yelizwe. Zonke lezi yizinto sokumele ukuthi abantwana abatsha baseZimbabwe basukume bazimele. Umsebenzi wabantwana abatsha baseZimbabwe umkhulu ukwedlula lowo June 16, 1976, ngoba lapha eZimbabwe sikhangele ukuthi kulalokho kuthiwa i-unfinished business yama-generations asedlule.
Sesilahlekile njalo ubhajila ucingo lwakhe kalwenzi kuhle, kodwa kungasenani siza zama njalo ukumchuma kuthiwa silomlaleli Ms. T.
Mm-hmm. I think tinemthetheli yaripa runare mkoma Samuel.
Yes, makadi yenyu.
Tiripo makadi, muri kupi mkoma Samuel?
Yeah, ndiri ku Boksburg.
Okay, pinda yenyu muchirongwa. Tikutaura nezuva Day of the African Child.
Yes, ndinonzwa kuti ndandakateerera pachitaurwa pachirongwa chishuwa, tinonzwa kuti zuva ranhasi iri tofanira kurikoshesa sezvo paine vana vakaurayiwa vakawanda ne seta Simba. Saka tinofanira kunge tichizviremekedza sezuva ranhasi inoi, tinofanira kuva inge tichivanamatira mumachechi umo dai tionamata neusiku hwese hwanhasi.
Interesting point of view there from Samuel. Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Samuel.
Shuwa ndinotenda napindo muchirongwa kwanhasi.
Tinotenda, thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Ms. T, we are fast running out of time. Why don't we wind things up for our radio listeners?
Of course, Ntunga. And that means now we'd like all our radio listeners to find their way to voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, or voandebele.com, where we are continuing our stream and we'll be taking callers and, of course, talking to our guests. And who are we joined by the way?
We have Beatrice Savage of the Real Opportunities for Transformation Support. And we also have Hilary Musarura, Director of PENYA, Practical Empowerment Plus Network Youth Association. And we, of course, have the youth MDC leader, Decent Bajila.
Mm-hmm. And of course, as usual, we'd take a quick short break and we'll be right back to our listeners and our guests. Hold on the line. We'll be coming right back to you to continue our conversation on the Day of the African Child. I'm Tatenda Gumbo, hoping all our radio listeners a wonderful evening.
Abale internet.